The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
Dr. Kyle Pankinen, thank you for joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause. We're going to talk about a condition today called peripheral neuropathy. It is one of the most severe and debilitating nerve conditions that affect millions and millions of Americans. Peripheral neuropathy means, peripheral means nerves away from the spine. So we're talking about your arms or your legs. And neuropathy just means nerve damage. And so we're going to talk in this episode today about some of the common causes and some of the treatments that we do for this. But before we do, let's talk about some of the symptoms. You know, neuropathy, when we're talking about nerves here, we're talking about symptoms like burning, tingling, numbness, shooting pains, and many people with neuropathy, because the nerves have been damaged, sometimes in their feet, they report great difficulty with their balance. They don't feel very steady on their feet. Many people with neuropathy also, because they don't feel steady on their feet, are at a greater risk of falls. And in our elderly folks, that can be a real, many times a life-threatening thing, a fall. For instance, a hip fracture has a 50% mortality rate, meaning that if an elderly person falls and fractures their hip, 50% of them will pass away within 1 year or less following that fracture. So this is serious business here. The other great disturbance in quality of life that the peripheral neuropathy sufferer has is it really affects their sleep quality. A lot of these people, they have a great difficulty sleeping at night. The burning, the pain, the numbness, the shooting sensations. Sometimes it feels like their feet are on fire or their hands, and they lose many hours of sleep because of it. And some sufferers note that it seems like their symptoms are worse in the evenings or at night. So we want to talk about some options for neuropathy as we go along. These are things that your traditional doctor will not tell you. And there are ways to improve circulation to these damaged nerves. There are ways to wake up these damaged nerves and to lessen the symptoms. These treatments can help to produce better quality sleep, less pain, improve balance, and an overall better quality of life. In fact, from what I've gathered from treating peripheral neuropathy now for several years, what we found in our patient base last year, of those that we put them through our neuropathy treatment protocol, 86% of them were able to see a minimum of 50% or more improvement of their neuropathy symptoms. So that's a pretty high percentage, something I'm very excited about to talk about more with you today. But people a lot of times get the idea, well, I have nerve damage because of this neuropathy I've been diagnosed with, I've been given a pill, but it helps a little bit, but my doctor said there's nothing more that can be done. I beg to differ. There are very good treatment protocols available. We have them here right in Lambertson, Minnesota at Red Rock Chiropractic Center. And we'll talk about these as we go along today. So 86% of our patients saw meaningful clinical improvement, not only of their symptoms, but we test their nerve conduction or their nerve function, I should say, when we initially examine these patients. And not only are they seeing improvement of their symptoms, but as we test them as they go through our treatment protocol, we are seeing an improvement of their nerve function. So they're not just, these patients are not just feeling better, they're getting better. They're seeing some healing take place in their condition. And that is critically important. Whenever you're treating something, we want to knock symptoms down, but we also want to improve the health of the body and the function of the body. And no medicine for neuropathy can do that. At best, they can simply mask or cover up symptoms for a period of time. If you got a question about neuropathy, give us a call at 507-752-7650 or look us up online at redrockchiro.com or email us at redrockchiro@centurytel.net. When you look at our website at redrockchiro.com, you will find a tab for neuropathy. Click on that tab and you will see video testimonials. You'll see a handout that I've written called Dr. Pankinen's Guide to Peripheral Neuropathy. You can read that. And in that guide, it will in detail, great detail, explain a lot of what I'm covering here with you today. It'll explain our treatment protocol, and it'll answer any questions that you might have about our program. So if you have neuropathy or a neighbor or a friend or a loved one, tell them about our website. Tell them to look at that neuropathy information. It may just be life-changing for them. Let's dig into some of the causes of neuropathy. There are a lot of different causes of neuropathy. By far and away, the most common one in America is diabetes. When you have blood sugar levels that are chronically too high, that blood sugar that's too high, it damages the nerves, and it can lead to neuropathy. And a lot of people that get neuropathy from diabetes, as it gets worse and worse, they many times end up having to have amputations. 86,000 Americans each year undergo amputations as a result of uncontrolled neuropathy. Think about that. That is life-altering stuff right there. So diabetes is clearly the most common cause. The next thing I'm going to talk about will be controversial because millions of Americans take cholesterol medication. Yep, you heard that right. Statin medication there's actually a condition called statin-induced neuropathy. Now, I'm not sitting here telling everybody to stop their cholesterol medication. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that as a side effect of that medication, one of those side effects is peripheral neuropathy. Well, why would that medication cause that? Well, the outer linings of our nerves are covered by this covering that is made up of what? Well, a lot of it is cholesterol. So cholesterol is important for the human body to have proper levels of it. And unfortunately, what these medications do sometimes is they drop the levels of the cholesterol too low in the body, which then damages the outer lining of these delicate nerves. And guess what develops? Neuropathy, nerve damage. So I've seen many cases of this, many cases over the last several years where people came in and that was the root cause. Number three, chemotherapy. Unfortunately, a negative side effect of people that are taking chemotherapy treatment for their cancer is that poison that is put into body to kill the cancer many times, unfortunately, damages our delicate nerves in our body. So chemo-induced neuropathy is also very common, and we've seen several cases of that and are currently treating one right now. There are other causes. Heavy metal toxicity, things like mercury, arsenic, lead, aluminum. There's several others in that list. But if a person gets too high of levels of certain heavy metals that accumulate in the body, one of the effects that can cause is damage to your nerves. Another cause are nutrient deficiencies. So common ones you'll see that can cause neuropathy are some of the B vitamins, especially B1, B6, B12 are common ones that we see. And there's other ones too, but those are some of the most common ones that can definitely lead to neuropathy. So those are a list of common things that we see. The other one that is probably, when you think of nerves, you think of, well, a pinched nerve. Well, that is also a form of neuropathy. So we call that compressive neuropathy. So an example of that would be carpal tunnel syndrome, where the nerve is pinched in the carpal tunnel area of the wrist, and it causes neuropathy symptoms into the hand. Or some people get sciatica. That's a form of neuropathy. That's where the sciatic nerve gets pinched or compressed in the low back, maybe by a bulging or herniated disc, and it causes neuropathy symptoms to go down their leg to their foot. So there's all kinds of these around the body. You can get compressive neuropathy of nerves by the wrist, the elbow, in the neck, in the low back, by the knee, by the ankle, in the foot. And so when we have a neuropathy sufferer come in, we got to screen through a lot of different things to look at the potential cause. The other thing we do when we examine the neuropathy sufferer is we quantify how much damage has been done to their nerves. So medically they do this sometimes with a test called an EMG, or a nerve conduction velocity test. Basically what they do is they test with these little electrodes and things to see how well the nerves are conducting from maybe the low back to the feet, or from the neck down into the hands. And we do a test called the Toronto Clinical Scoring System. And we test different sensations. So we test vibration, dull pinprick, sharp pinprick, heat, and cold. And we'll say if it's in the patient's feet, we compare the sensations in their feet and compare it to the sensation of those same things in their hand. And we use these five different sensations. And with it, we're able to, at the end of the exam, come up with a score from 0 to 100. And we always tell patients we're trying to see at least a score of 20 points or higher. The ones that score 20 points or higher, we got a really good chance of helping those. The ones that are 20 points or are under 20 points, some of those can still be helped, but they're more challenging. And so that's kind of how I use my initial exam on these patients to determine, is this a case that we can likely help or not? There does come a point in time where the nerve damage is so great that there really is a point of no return. And that is the other thing to remember about neuropathy. Neuropathy is a progressive condition, meaning if left to itself, it will get worse. So if you've had neuropathy, say, only for a few months, that's the time to treat it early on its course, because every day you leave it and don't do anything to try to improve the situation, more nerve damage is being done. So I'll get people that come in that we do these exams on, and I had one recently scored a 4 out of 100. Well, what that basically means in English is he has 96% nerve damage or only 4% left. Well, that's a case where very little can be done to reverse the effects of it. But I'm going to tell you his story next time we on my next episode, because even though he had extensive nerve damage, we were able to reduce some of his symptoms, though, by up to 70%. And we're able to reverse his nerve damage a little bit. But even a little bit is pretty phenomenal, considering how badly his nerves were damaged. Let's talk about some of the medications that they use to treat neuropathy. One of the most common ones, by far the most common one we see, is one called gabapentin. Its trade name is Neurontin. It's actually an anticonvulsant, and it's not even FDA approved to treat neuropathy, but it's one that they frequently use for all kinds of different types of nerve pain. If you just look at a list of its common side effects, here they are: dizziness, drowsiness, unsteadiness, memory loss, lack of coordination, difficulty speaking, increased incidence of viral infection, and tremors. So, you know, if I had neuropathy and I was desperate for relief, I suppose I would consider taking that medicine, but boy, some of those side effects are in many cases worse than what symptoms are being treated. And you also have to keep in mind, when treating neuropathy with medication, you're not really treating the neuropathy. All you're doing is you're tricking the brain and blocking or overriding some of the signals that go from the brain down the spinal cord down to the feet, and so that you don't feel some of these sensations of burning, tingling, numbness, things like that. But you're not really doing anything to actually treat or to reverse or to fix the neuropathy in any way. All you're doing is lessening symptoms. And what happens with the neuropathy sufferer, they put people on a medication like gabapentin, and maybe the first months or a year or two they take it, they're like, you know, this helps, doc. It reduces my symptoms. But because neuropathy, like we said, is progressive, meaning it gets worse over time, eventually, well, that good effect is wearing off, doc. Well, okay, we'll give you a little bit higher dose. And this goes on for a period of time, and eventually the dose is maxed out and there's no longer any benefit, or the dosage gets so high that the side effects start to show up, and the side effects are worse than the neuropathy. And so it's a losing battle. In the short term it can help, but in the long run it's a losing battle to just strictly treat with medication. So you're asking, well, what can you do, Dr. Kyle? Well, let's go through our protocol. The first thing that we use in treating our neuropathy sufferers is deep tissue robotic laser therapy. So lasers are well proven to help to heal damaged or injured tissue in the human body. So in the case of the neuropathy sufferer that has these symptoms in their feet, we have two lasers that we run at the same time, and one we direct into the top of the foot, and one into the bottom of the foot. So we cover all the whole surface area of the foot and cover all the nerves that come through there. Laser helps reduce pain, it helps reduce inflammation, and it helps to stimulate healing. And it's a totally painless treatment. Our laser happens to be the most powerful, non-surgical, non-heat laser on the market. It's called a cutting edge laser, is the company, and they use this technology called the multi-wave locked system. I'm not going to go into great detail what that means, but this is a fully robotic laser. It's a $60,000 laser. They're revolutionary in what they can do, and for treating injuries and pain of all kind and helping heal damaged or injured nerves. Some of the effects that we see with this laser are nothing short of phenomenal. I would not use the word miraculous, but I would use the word phenomenal. So, deep tissue robotic laser therapy, that's the hallmark. That's the the foundational piece and element that we use. But we've also found, in addition to laser therapy, there's a few other things that really can help it along to improve our ratio of success. When I first started treating neuropathy, I just used the laser, and I found that it helped about 65 to 70% of cases. Since adding in some of these other things I'm going to talk about, our success now is, as I talked about earlier in the show, 86%. So we also use, in addition to the laser, a machine called a NeuroMed. And this machine does a type of therapy called electroanalgesia. Basically, I like to call it electrical stimulation on steroids. It produces nearly 10,000 pulses per second of electrical stimulation that we can run through the nerves in the legs or the nerves in the arms. So a lot of times we'll put it up on people's calf muscles and then on down to the bottom of their feet. And what it does is these electrical impulses help to wake these nerves up, to stimulate them to heal, to improve blood flow into the legs or to the arms. And it not only wakes the nerves up, but it inhibits pain, and it helps with muscle cramping and spasm. Tremendous therapy. We also use a machine called a med massage. It's very simple, but people put their feet on it, and it does vibration therapy. Well, what are we trying to accomplish there? We're trying to wake up the feet. We're trying to improve blood flow to the feet or the hands. Then the other thing we have found that works really well is we use a targeted supplementation approach. We specifically use a supplement called Nerve Renew, and that contains B1, B6, B12, and other nutrients that have been shown in studies to help to heal some of the nerve damage that is being done with peripheral neuropathy. And we put our patients on this for a few months at least to help support these nerves nutritionally as best as we can. A couple other things that we add in our protocol. If the patient, through examination, we determine they have, say, lower back issues or neck issues that might be contributing to their symptoms, because the nerves in the low back go down to the feet, the nerves in the neck go down the arms to the hand. So if there is any compression in the spine going on, we do gentle chiropractic work, specifically a type of adjustment called Cox technique, to gently open the spine up to get the pressure off of these nerves. And finally, people that have foot neuropathy many times have, like I said, the balance issues. Most of them have poor arches. And so we put them in custom-made foot levelers, orthotics, to try to get their arches properly supported, balanced from left to right. And that many times helps not only sometimes the pain in the feet, but also helps improve their balance so they can walk better and ambulate better and just in general get around better. So that's our protocol. Like I said, I keep track of every single patient that we do our neuropathy protocol on, and we hit 86% success rate. Again, I would reiterate, look at our website at redrockchiro.com. Click on the neuropathy tab, read up all of our information. Most of this information I'm giving you today is right out of the handout that I put together for patients called Dr. Pankinen's Guide to Peripheral Neuropathy. And it talks about what I've just talked about, but in more detail. It also talks about, you know, what does the program cost? How many visits do we do? All that, it's all in there. So any questions that you might have about this program that we have for neuropathy, it is quite nicely laid out in there. On our next episode of Treat the Cause, I'm going to share several cases, because we've had a bunch of cases in 2020 and starting out 2021, local people, you know, just like you, who are suffering from neuropathy, or they heard about the neuropathy treatments that we have here, and they're coming in, and we're getting people coming in from over an hour away from our clinic for these treatments. We're going to talk about these cases, and we're going to share their symptoms. We're going to share what we did, more of our protocol, and we're going to share what type of response that they had to treatment. And I think what it'll do is it'll give you a real sense of, yeah, there's a good chance there's hope for your condition too, and that there's more to just treating these symptoms than just taking a pill, and that there is hope for some return of better nerve function and better sleep and better balance and less tingling and burning and numbness and all these dreadful symptoms that accompany neuropathy. So that'll air in a couple weeks, that show. So be sure to listen in for that. Thank you for joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause. I hope you found it informative. And we love bringing these episodes to you. And we hope you'll share this information with a friend. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.